She needs no introduction. Her game is spontaneous combustion that brings about instantaneous destruction. Cause she's the zaniest fucking town. Like anyone on the planet with a couple Xanax can get in her pants quick. Or is it all an advanced trick demanded that you become the man quick? Cause even though you can't understand it, she's on the romance tip like Joyrex J5. If you're devoid of sex, it's reason to stay alive. Go out of your way and say hey like Jack Brickhouse. Thrive and stick out cause her body's stacked like a brick shithouse. But she knows how to trick out your mind. Treat you to some kind of intelligent design that'll teach you you're irrelevant time and time again. You'll find your friends leaving if you start believing the myth. Like, why would anyone fuck with cynical lips? Especially a gorgeous young chick with art seeping out of her pores. She'll stick her fingers in your brain and swirl until the pain lingers. Like, is the devil a girl? She's on another level. She might be God because her unlikely visage invites you in like a mirage. An oasis in the desert. If you're audacious, she'll place you in a state of stasis for trying to be clever. She's got temporal graces while you try to play her AC alone's faces, but you're still the one who ends up faceless. But hey, life's a bitch, so that's why you take a shot and chase it. The part that blindsides you is the love. She'll get her mind inside you like a gift from above. But when you slip into nice dreams like you're about to devour a Dove ice cream bar, fool, that's when her power might seem cruel. In fact, she's got 48 laws of power on tap. Just ask her. Law 1, never outshine the master. Law 2, be wary of friends because they'll betray you faster. Law 8, use bait to lure him in with fabulous gains. Then you're in control of the game. Administer pain. Law 16, use absence to gain through scarcity. Law 17, use unpredictability till they're scared of me. Law 22, be prepared to be ready to transform weakness into your strength. Law 25, recreate yourself with dramatic devices till you seem larger than life. You are what you ain't. Law 27, don't be a saint, for real. Be a cult of personality that capitalizes on people's need to believe in what ain't real. Law 30, you must surely take effort and conceal it, cause natural effortlessness is that real shit. Law 32, surreal bits of perfection plant a seed for a fantasy erection, ready to rape the world without protection. Law 36, disdaining things you cannot have is the ultimate correction. Ignoring enemies is the ultimate weapon. Law 37, arresting visuals and radiant symbols heighten your presence. This will obscure your motives and frighten the peasants. Law 39, find a chink in their vanity and rattle them with decadence. Love the best? The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. Law 47, don't let that success get to your head. Biting off more than you could chew can end you up dead. Like me, messing with the girl who could reference these laws by their numbers off the top of her head, rendering me dumb and dumber, wishing I was a simple plumber instead of a devil lover. See, isn't loving Satan fun? It's like licking the barrel of a gun. Unless you want to end up sterile, run. By the way, this whole song is law number one. At the end of the day, I'm downright adamant she's got immaculate game. Like she got you acting quick on the brink of pain. Cause she'll get you thirsty before the first drink even came. Get you rocking that umbrella before the first drops of rain. I tell you, you'll be talking to brick walls like you're talking shit to a men's room stall. She'll break your legs and tell you to crawl. She'll steal your heart and say respect the law. But she's testing y'all to bring out the best in y'all. You'll text and call till she she suggests you stop, because she'll request the cops get the pest off her block. Then her friends with the Glocks will tell you to kick rocks, and the only play left is to make her hip-hop. Even though she's tip-top and she's already got slick hop playlists, like, hey, fool, study this if you want to be famous. She's as cool as Mr. Freeze's anus, clearing shit up like an antihistamine. Makes you want to be like Mr. Clean and hits the green so you can hit the scene with triple beam balance, dope talent, so ruthless everyone be goofus to your gallant. Cause if she ever got to do her thing massive, you can measure the cum tributes in gallons. And you know she'd rewrite the history of rap on Fallon. The only mystery is how to make this crap happen. Cause that's why Satan's smiling and laughing. Despite your dreams, you're all alone on an island snapping like the claws of a crab on an endless beach. With a glimmer in his eye of something he could reach. The winner's gotta try, cause dinner's not gonna fly over in a private jet. But after weeks of waddling like a toddler, he becomes wise that he's a pet. It was all a trick arranged by a witch on a stick to get him bewitched betwixt the thumb and forefinger of the one who lingers in your mind longer than time itself. Cause while you're crying about the game like I need help, you'll realize she only gave you enough rope to hang yourself. Daggummit.